let's see. I'm just going through these Q&As trying to, there's so many, there's 59 in there right now. We've answered like 40, trying to get to as many as we can. I saw on Wikipedia that the KJV translated from other sources other than the Greek and Hebrew. That is a lie. It's false. It's historically inaccurate. And it can be demonstrated to be inaccurate. Give me any verse you want to, and I will demonstrate to you that it is translated from the original Hebrew and Greek. So that's just a complete myth, and it's false. Another person said, well, what, you know, can you point to a pure Bible version before the King James, or, you know, where were the good Bible versions? The fact is that scriptures from before 1611, 99.9% of them are gone, because books don't last, paper doesn't last, scrolls don't last. So 99.99% of books from the ancient world have not survived. So we don't really know what's out there. There are tons and tons of Bible versions that have been lost forever. But the Word of God has been preserved. You know, we have it today. We have an accurate Greek text. We have an accurate Hebrew text. We have an accurate English Bible. And there were all kinds of good Bible versions that we could point to in languages that we don't understand, like, you know, the Georgian and the Armenian and the Syriac and stuff. You know, obviously we haven't learned all those languages and read all those translations. And I'm sure there are tons more in other languages that are just gone. So, but I will promise you one thing, the Word of God has always been preserved in every generation. It's always been out there. It's been kept pure in all ages, as the Reformed confessional people would say. And that's true. It's been kept pure in all ages. And so, it, you know, and it's kind of like this too. Wouldn't we say there's been an unbroken chain of saved Christians?
Yep, definitely.
Or do we buy into this doctrine that says, oh, everybody was Catholic and then the Protestant Reformation happened? No, we believe that there's always been people getting dunked underwater after believing in Christ.
Well, Judas got so many people saved, so I guess it's possible, right?
but the point is, you know, there's always been saved people. There's always been people getting dunked underwater, saved converts. But here's the thing. Some people will be like, well, yeah, well, point me to a Bible-believing church in the 1100s. Psh, I don't know. Who knows? We don't have it at all. It hasn't been preserved. Point me to the right Bible in the 1100s. It's like, you'd have to get in a time machine to do that. but don't we believe by faith that there were saved people in the 1100s? And we believe by faith that the Word of God was out there. It was being preached, it was being circulated. So where was it at? It was somewhere. We don't know, but it was there. Just like I can't name for you every Bible believing preacher from John the Baptist until now to prove that it's an unbroken chain.
But the Bible does say that, you know, that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. And so I, you know, obviously I believe, I agree with you. It's just as much as a saved person is begetting another saved person. You got to have the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. So how could you be revealed from faith to faith if you don't, and if faith comes by hearing by the Word of God, then the Word of God had to be there for that to happen.